Joshua chapter 17. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, because he was the firstborn of Joseph. Being, for Machir the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, for the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Helek, and for the children of Asriel, and for the children of Shechem, and for the children of Hefer, and for the children of Shemitah. These were the male children of Manasseh the son of Joseph by their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters. And these are the names of his daughters, Mahla, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, "The Lord Jehovah commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers. Therefore according to the commandment of the Lord Jehovah he gave them an inheritance among the brothers of their father. And there fell 10 portions to Manasseh, beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of the Jordan River. Because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the coast of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethah, that lies before Shechem, and the border went along on the right hand to those who lived in Entapuah. Now Manasseh had the land of Tapuah. But Tapuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the coast descended to the river Kana, southward of the river. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The coast of Manasseh also was on the north side of the river, and its boundaries were at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea is its border. And they met together in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. And Manasseh had in Issachar and in Asher Bethshean and her towns, and Ibleam and her towns, and those who lived in Dor and her towns, and those who lived in Endor and her towns, and those who lived in Taanach and her towns, and those who lived in Megiddo and her towns, even three countries. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out those who lived in those cities, but the Canaanites would live in that land. Yet it came to pass, when the children of Israel had grown strong, that they put the Canaanites under taxation. But did not completely drive them out. And the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given me only one lot and one portion to inherit, since I am a great people, and as much as the Lord Jehovah has blessed me until now?" And Joshua answered them, "If you are a great people, then get yourself up to the wood country, and cut down for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim is too narrow for you." And the children of Joseph said, "The hill is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites who live in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both those who are of Bethshean and her towns, and those who are of the valley of Jezreel." And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, "You are a great people, and have great power. You shall not have only one lot. But the mountain shall be yours. Because it is a woodland, and you shall cut it down. And its boundaries shall be yours. Because you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they are strong.